This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday as they made their election case for the first time as running mates. Biden pitched Harris, his former primary rival, as a smart, tenacious figure who will help him defeat Mr. Trump in November amid the pandemic, a cratering economy, and national reckoning on racism. Harris is making history as the first black woman on a national major party ticket. Many Democrats see her as appealing to progressives, mainstream liberals, some independents, and Republicans unhappy with Mr. Trump. President and his allies are attempting to cast Harris as too left for the country. One Trump-Pence campaign email describes her as the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful, most liberal of anyone in the U.S. Senate without providing specifics. It also describes both Biden and Harris as two corrupt career politicians who urges voters to support the Trump-Pence ticket. The president and his allies again attempting to cast Harris as too left-wing for the country. The United States military reported that Wednesday Iranian forces boarded a civilian vessel in international waters in the Gulf. U.S. Military Central Command released a grainy black and white video on Twitter showing a helicopter near a large ship with a message saying, "In international waters, Iranian forces, including two ships and an Iranian Sea King helicopter, overtook and boarded a ship called the Wyla. According to tracking data, it's a Liberian-flagged oil tanker